It is my favorite half hour of the week here on the talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS on this Saturday afternoon. Michelle Conte joining me. Essentials of Estate Planning here on the talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. The Conte Law Firm, ContelawPGH.com. Your legal concierge, that's who they are. 724-7840-239, 724-7840-239. Again, ContelawPGH.com. Two fantastic locations. 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. I was there last week. I'll be there next week as well. 7880 Steubenville Pike and the new location in Waynesburg, 3157 Mountain Morris Road, Suite 104. And yeah, it is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to yourself and the rest of your staff, Michelle Conte.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm curious, are you wearing red or pink?
I've got quite the copious amount of red in my wardrobe. So, yes, I'm wearing some red today as we speak. So, yes, indeed. How about yourself? Are we good with the spirit for this one?
We are. I've been in the spirit all week.
All right.
So red or pink all week long.
All good there. So very excited about this. Now, it does, in addition to, of course, all the lovey-dovey stuff that's out there with regard to Valentine's Day, it does kind of bring to mind steering back into your lane of estate planning and, of course, the essentials of estate planning, which is the theme of these weekly discussions that you and I have. It brings to mind the idea of marriage and how marriage and even, I guess, situationships in general, relationships and marriage factor into estate planning. And I'm sure there are probably many different ways in which they do. And we've talked about some of them before and some of the myths involved with marriage and how that relates to estate planning. And even beyond that, I got to think, are there cases where even relationships that may not necessarily have the legal binding of marriage, do those factor into some of your caseload as well?
Well, one of the biggest misnomers is Pennsylvania still has common law marriage, which,
okay,
although I'm not a family law attorney, my understanding is we do not.
Right.
And in order for common law to be recognized back when we did have it, there were,
yes,
certain elements that must be satisfied. And I think one of the biggest that people never followed was filing a joint tax return.
Mm-hmm.
So although we don't have that anymore, I know I'm asked about it quite frequently. You know, I've been dating so-and-so for how many years?
And right.
If they die, doesn't it just come to me as his spouse? So most often, and again, I would refer that to a family law.
Right, yeah. Can't make that clear enough. This is not your necessarily domain.
Correct.
Right.
But that doesn't fly anymore in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And in addition to that, even if you were deemed a spouse, a secondary misunderstanding is people assume that just because you're married, when someone dies, you inherit it. And
right,
that's not how our law reads. In fact, a spouse can be partially disinherited in Pennsylvania.
Really?
And so you have to be, right. Now, a spouse must receive what's called their spousal share,
sure,
which is a certain percentage of the estate. And that's as a whole. That's not just what goes through the will. It could be beneficiary driven. But just because you're married doesn't mean your spouse must leave you their assets.
Sure. Now, how, in terms of the actual process of establishing a will, establishing power of attorney, how does one or how should one go about incorporating a marriage in the situation? If I come to you to enlist your services at Conte Law Firm, again, ContelawPGH.com, 724-7840-239. If I come to you as a single man and enlist your services for my will and estate and, you know, however that shakes out, I assume that marriage, when that comes down the pike, should be something I would have to let you know about as well in terms of wanting to incorporate that into my estate planning as we move forward.
Absolutely. And it touches on not just what's in the estate planning documents, but even your deed, for instance.
Sure.
That's always one of my first questions I'm asking potential clients is, how is the ownership of your house titled? Is it
right,
joint? Is it individual? And most often people, you know, maybe one of the spouses purchased the house prior to marriage and then they failed to add the spouse as a co-owner,
yes,
whether they did that on purpose or,
yeah,
unintentionally.
Failing in quotes in some cases, I'm sure.
Right. So we always start there. How do you want this titled? So we do that more often than not, where we're adding a spouse as a co-owner so that when one of them pass, the surviving spouse doesn't have to go through probate,
sure,
whether they have a will or not, but to get that house out of the decedent's name. So ownership and entitling of the assets is important. Just as confirming your beneficiary designations, whether your spouse is primary and perhaps kids are secondary or a charity is secondary or nieces, nephews, whoever it is,
right.
Just because you did it once doesn't mean that if that company didn't merge or wasn't bought out, oftentimes those beneficiary designations don't pass through that transfer.
Sure. Okay.
So we want to make sure, just it doesn't have to be every year, but occasionally you're confirming with the company or your advisor that the beneficiary designations, primary and contingent, are the way you want them to read.
So in terms of relationships and marriage and things of that sort, of course, and again, this would probably go back into family law, but of course, a thing that people talk about when they go to get married is the prenuptial agreement. Now, mm-hmm. That's something that's probably out of your bailiwick in terms of what you do with the prenuptial agreement. You don't do prenups, right? You just do the straight estate planning.
We can do prenups.
Right.
I try not to. I'd rather not.
That's not your lane.
So that, you know, if there's a change in the law, that it's accurate. I have reviewed prenups, of course, when I'm working with clients who potentially are moving forward with us and have a prenup, we'll review it.
Sure.
Because that prenup should be consistent with the estate plan that's put in place. So they all work together.
Okay.
We've had people who have created a postnuptial agreement.
Okay.
That means that, you know, they've already been married and perhaps they've changed their mind and if they get divorced or one of them passes, they want to make sure somebody else is entitled to their individual property. So all of that goes hand in hand.
Now, that would be something that if somebody were to come to you, if I was to come to you as a married person, would that be one of the things that you'd probably want to have, if I'm a married person, have the prenup, but don't necessarily have a will yet, per se, would that be something as part of the paperwork I would approach a county law firm with on day one of our relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
The more information, the better.
Sure.
It always makes me laugh when people come in and they say, well, I didn't bring my old stuff, or I didn't bring X, Y, and Z, or I have no idea what assets I have. You know, I only know as much as you provide, the information that's provided to us. So, you know, I find myself at times saying, I can't give you a recommendation without seeing what's already been established. Because
sure.
Why are you, you know, reinventing the wheel if you don't have to?
So in terms of, I'm just trying to, get all the different concerns here and issues with that. Now, how about, how does the idea of a blended family factor into estate planning in terms of, okay, fine, I have my kids and I'm marrying somebody with her own kids. How does that, will that plan into, or what sort of tips or advice or guidance do you have for couples in that situation where, you know, yes, there's going to be that succession plan, but it could get kind of murky and dicey.
Sure. So it can certainly get tricky. We have to have a very open and honest conversation. What is your intention?
Sure.
If you live together, if you own a house together, and if it's jointly titled, then when one of you pass, your surviving spouse gets that house, regardless of whose it was prior. So going through the assets and pinpointing, okay, if I die first, this is where I want these assets to go, and not just assume that they're all passing to a spouse or passing to your natural children. You know, we see, you know, you always see the worst in people when death and money are involved. So putting that plan together ahead of time when you're clear-headed is very important. And actually having an open dialogue between the spouses, not often with the kids involved, but between the spouses to say, okay, if this happens, this is what we want. And there's another misunderstanding that just because you brought an asset into the marriage doesn't mean that if your spouse becomes ill and goes into a nursing home, doesn't mean that those assets may be depleted, because we might have to use them for your spouse's nursing home care. And in addition to that, a prenup, a postnup, none of those contracts are approved by Medicaid, Pennsylvania Medicaid.
Sure.
So if your spouse needs to go into a nursing home and you signed a prenup, that prenup's not going to be honored. They're going to say, well, that has to do with if you're divorced. That doesn't have to do with your duty and requirement to use your funds to pay for that spouse's care.
Now, talking about that, you mentioned something very interesting. I mean, everything you mentioned, of course, is interesting. The the idea that you see the worst in people when it comes to death and money in many cases. Do you, in terms of the, for lack of a better term, bedside manner that you and your staff at Conti Law, the staff have got to meet over the past few weeks as I've been to the office, which I will be again, do you have those discussions with people, with clients, in terms of, okay, you and I are working together right now in this stage of your relationship with the family involved, the parent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have those conversations, or do you have sort of this maybe glide paths with people? You know, every case is different. We've talked about that. In terms of this might happen to you, your psychology, your mentality, this might happen to you upon the passing of that parent or your parents. Do you have that sort of maybe that glide path that you maybe sort of as a precursor? You're putting on the psychologist hat for a minute from your experience. Do you have that sort of, okay, just to let you know, this could be a little bit different once this actually happens.
Sure. And each situation is different, of course.
Right, of course. Right,
but
right.
I think it's important, again, to keep the open dialogue to say, you know, I'm gonna share with you some of the situations that may occur, could
sure.
occur, depending on
right.
you know, what the future holds. And we have the open conversations. Now, some people are more open
right, right.
To hearing it.
Sure.
And, you know, then we have the other ones. And I've shared this with you in the past.
Right.
We have some people who say, I'm never going to die. if I'm a betting woman, I would say
right.
that's probably not accurate. So some people are more open to discussion about possibilities.
Sure. And again, you deal with many different types of people. Obviously, if you walk through the door at the two locations of Conti Law, but also just you know, psychology and everything else involved, people change. And even if they think, oh, I'm not going to change, they might change. And there's a lot of the great unknown. You know, the path is known, but the stops along the path may not be as known as some people would probably assure themselves. But you've seen the pitches. You've been in your position for a long, long time. You've seen a lot of different people come through the door, and you understand the process overall and have a beat on the process, and some people might not.
Right. Even other attorneys, you know, we've talked about this where
sure.
maybe they're new, or maybe this is a new area of law that they're practicing in. And again, you know, I'm not here to say I know every answer to every question that could ever be posed.
Of course
to
not.
Me. But some of us, as you've mentioned several times, have been around the block a time or two. You know, I've been doing this over 2 decades, and so we've seen quite a bit. And you never know what's going to happen. However, you know, when your clients, the way I look at it is most of these people hopefully have never had to work with attorneys or have had to experience what we're discussing.
Right.
Some have. But it's always the ones that come in and say, oh, that's not how it is. That's not the way this works, as though this is my first go around.
Right.
You know, especially with taxes. I'm a tax attorney, and people will come in and say, well, you're wrong. I don't have to pay inheritance tax because I don't live in Pennsylvania. That's not the rule,
no.
my friend. And so, you know, we'll have those conversations. But we do. We bring it up and explain this is what could happen.
Sure.
This is what you might be facing. Hopefully you don't, but let's plan for the worst.
So in terms of some of the other things that concerns, again, we're using today being Valentine's Day as a springboard to talk about the role that relationships play in estate planning, be it marriage or be it engagement or, you know, or divorce for that matter, in terms of what needs to happen. Obviously, if a divorce happens with a couple, and again, I hate to go there on Valentine's Day itself, but it's reality. If divorce happens, you should be one of the first calls that should be made, correct, to get that situation straightened out as well, correct?
Sure, especially if you have them in your estate plan already.
Yes, yes.
So we have clients who will come to us when they're happily married, and we'll do a plan
sure.
with their spouse in mind. And so often if they're divorced, you know, they'll have to come back to us. I've never had, you know, a divorcing couple say, well, you can't help my ex-spouse because, you know, they want their documents revised with the ex removed from their documents.
Right.
And so when they're working with us, it's pretty easy. We're just going to update them to, reflect the divorce.
Sure.
But if you haven't worked with us, and then you come in and say, I'm recently divorced. Again, one of my first questions is, have you updated your beneficiary designation?
Sure.
Your divorce attorney isn't going to do that. And we need to make sure, and I have this right now. I got a phone call the other day from a friend of mine who does the exact same work that I do, just in a different location in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he said, I have this case that I need to run by you for your opinion. And husband and wife had been divorced for 10 years. And the husband died. They have, you know, mutual children.
Sure.
And the daughter had contacted my friend who's the attorney and said, look, I called the IRA and the life insurance company, and even though they're divorced, my mom's still his beneficiary. And this happened with a girlfriend of mine too. Same situation. Parents divorced, dad never updated the beneficiary.
Oh.
And so the question was, who's legally entitled to these assets even though they're divorced? And my answer to him was, unless the divorce decree specifies that these were to be changed and the spouse was to be removed, then it was the dad's voluntary decision. He made that informed decision not to update those beneficiaries, which means that they legally go to the spouse or the ex-spouse. And the bad news with that is that there's nothing forcing that ex-spouse to disclaim their interest. So if you have a $500,000 IRA, more than likely she's going to accept it. Now, she will pay inheritance tax at the highest rate of 15% because they're no longer married, but it falls to the divorce decree, and it also falls to, you know, them having the free will to change it if they wanted to. And if they didn't change it before death, then those kids are tough luck. They're SOL.
All of which to say that it is essential, you know, no pun intended, essential to state play here at the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WGS. It's essential to make that call to have everything straightened out. I mean, and again, you know, there's the emotional consideration, the emotional strain of divorce and everything that goes into the personal side of it. But there's also that the fact that, you know, there's business to take care of here. There's legally binding business to take care of. And as you just documented, it can get kind of murky and kind of messy if that business is not taken care of upon the passing of one of the two spouses.
Right. And you know, any contract you go into, whether it's marriage, whether it's dissolution of marriage, so you're getting a divorce, there are follow-ups. There's I's dot, T's to cross.
Yes.
Whether you're not going through a divorce and maybe your spouse has passed, again, there's still things we need to update, removing the deceased spouse. Now, we don't always do that, but if it's a beneficiary and you can fill out the paperwork now to make your kids' lives, or if it's not the kids, if it's just the beneficiaries, if you make their lives easier, then so be it. You should, because it's going to untangle a web that's going to be more convoluted once you pass for whoever you leave behind and the attorney to handle.
And it does, as you said, you bring up an important point here. But there is, you know, for everything that's involved with the essentials of estate planning, the estate planning process, that really is the most important element of all of this. That's really the most important takeaway from the communication that somebody has with a Conti law firm. That peace of mind, that untanglement of a lot of possibly sticky issues, right? I mean, it's one thing to actually do the process, but what's the old advertising axiom or marketing axiom, right? You sell you don't sell the washing machine, you sell clean clothes, right? You're not selling the legal services. You're selling peace of mind, right? This is all about peace of mind and making things easier for the generations to come in your situation.
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, even myself, you know, I'm happily married.
Yes, you are.
However, you know, we're going to die at some point.
What?
And I'm going to leave my kids behind. And so the more I can do before my husband and I die, the better for them.
Sure.
So same holds true. You know, I always say it's because I have little kids. Well, you know, my parents, I'm not so little.
No.
They need to do the same thing, which thank God they have. But the more you can do to get it out of the way, the better. And of course, nobody wants to deal with all of this, the legal end of it, when they're grieving. They need time to process and to grieve. And so why throw on the legal requirements on top of that if it's avoidable.
Sure. And that's something, I mean, that's a cross, an unfortunate cross that you're willing to bear and your staff is willing to bear because, again, you realize that. You understand the assignment of you're not exactly walking in more often than not to the happiest of situations, right? I mean, maybe you at some point in peacetime you are when it comes to people who come to you, you know, well in advance of the situation that eventually will manifest itself. But a lot of times, I got to think there are some times where you're walking in right to the live bullet, so to speak.
That's a good way to put it.
Not literally, of course. Not literally, of course.
No, not yet, anyway.
Yeah, right.
God. But of course, you know, whether it's the beneficiaries not getting along, or maybe it's not that. Maybe they don't approve or appreciate
right.
what the will has said, because you know the parents are deceased and they didn't have time or weren't given the opportunity to review it during the parent's lifetime, and now
sure.
there's a wrench that's thrown in. Or there's a beneficiary they didn't expect. And I just had that happen where I
really?
Just closed an estate with a gentleman who'd been my client for years and
sure.
years and didn't have the best relationship with his children and had a better relationship with a niece.
Oh.
And
oh.
when we did, you know, the estate planning documents, he was a sound mind. He left his house to the niece and left the residual or the funds, the bank accounts, the investments to his kids. But it was important to him that he include her. And she was the one who visited him at the end of his, you know, the last 10 years of his life. And,
sure.
and they went out to dinner and she took him to doctor's appointments. She acted like a child. So he didn't want to, he wanted to include her. And so that was important to him. Well, when he passed, that was a blindside to his kids. They had no idea. And they were very upset. And we had a conversation because I had worked with him for years. And I wasn't aware. They didn't know. But when they got the will and reviewed it, they were really angry. And we had a conversation. You know, we can't ignore this. You can't just pretend he didn't include the niece.
Right.
These were his wishes, and you have to do what he wants. So sometimes we'll have those conversations where the executor or the beneficiaries are blindsided by a distribution. But again, I always tell my clients, it's your money. You can do anything you want with it.
It is. And, you know, no better way to have those conversations and no better place to have those conversations. And because it is your money, it is your assets. And these are important things that you've spent your whole life to accumulate and to work for and to strive for and to pass along to the next generations. And you need to have those in the best hands possible and no better hands in the area than that of Michelle Conti and her team, Conti Law Firm. Your legal concierge, again, 724-784-0239. It starts with that call, 724-784-0239, no matter how far along you are in the process. Give them a call. Pick their brains. These are smart, smart people. I've gotten the chance to meet them many times over during my trips out to the 7880 Steubenville Pike location, which I'll be out there very, very soon once again. That's in North Fayette. The new location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Again, contilawpgh.com, C-O-N-T. TILAWPGH.com 724-784-0239. Also available on all the socials. The award-winning Conti Law firm, your legal concierge. Once again, this is the Essentials of Estate Planning here on The Talk at Pittsburgh 1320 WJS, the Valentine's Day special. We're talking love. We're talking the end of love. But we're talking about the Essentials of Estate Planning, which is the most important way to legally express love, right? And express, because these are, I mean, having that will and having that peace of mind and giving that peace of mind to others. Making sure the next of kin. We're talking love today, and there's no better way to show your love for your family than to make sure they're taken care of, or at least the process of being taken care of via the Conti Law Firm is in place, is it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, it sounds cheesy. It's totally not
right.
romantic.
No, not at all. No way, shape, or form.
No, but the best thing you can do, whether it's Valentine's Day or a holiday, Christmas, New Year's, is making sure
right.
that everything in the estate plan, not just the will and powers of attorney or trust, you know,
right.
but everything that's included, making sure it's how it should be, how you want it to be. And of course, the best gift is making that person's life that you're leaving behind, making that as easy as possible. You know, I've told the stories before, and I'll tell them again, that it's always the worst when we have a grieving spouse, we have a widower who, you know, comes in and doesn't understand why they have to go through all of these steps or why it wasn't taken care of ahead of time. And I don't have answers to that, you know, whether it's a business holding, whether it's your house, whether it's a bank account, or a simple beneficiary designation. You know, that's the easiest and best gift you can give them, because then you're allowing them the ability to grieve, the ability to have great memories and not have to deal with the Conti law and the legal process once you pass.
All good there, Michelle Conti. Can't thank you enough, as always, for joining me and letting me join you here at the Essentials of Estate Planning here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. I can think of nobody else I'd rather have on the other side of this telephone line than Michelle Conti to break these down for the people out there in listener land. 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239, ContiLawPGH.com. Also available on the socials as well. Two locations in the area, 7880 Steubenville Pike. That is in North Fayette, Pennsylvania, as well as the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104. You want to do this again next week?
I sure do.
Yes, indeedy. That's the answer I wanted to hear. We'll do it again next week. Talking Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you right back here in 7 days.